The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 7th of September, the 250th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 115 days left in 2024. Before we get started, a few reminders. You still have 5 days to get your video submitted for the EPOP competition. So if you've not sent in your masterpiece, do it now. All the information you need is on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as the RFI English, the Sound Kitchen, and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. As I traveled around France this summer, from way down south to way up north, I was thinking of you, the teachers. I have a fresh supply of lovely postcards for your students. Just write to me at thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr, and I'll get a package in the mail to you.
Hello, everybody. This is Elena Ibn Anna. Welcome to RFI, the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Thank you, Eorna. That was one of our youngest listeners. I believe she just had her 4th birthday. Her mother is the president of the RFI Surfers Society Bangladesh in Dhaka. And thanks to Eorna's elder sister, Tandra, for making the recording. Listeners, send in your little recordings, too. I love having you in the kitchen with me. Erwan Rome is still off planting flowers in the country, but Jeremy Boucher is here with us to mix the show. Our co-chef Paul Myers, also known as a baby brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, baby brother.
Hello. Okay. I want to, but I'm not going to. Hi, Susan.
Paralympics update. What's wowed you the most so far, Paul?
Everything. It's just been overwhelming. I was just talking to our former colleague, Roslyn Hyams, just before we came into the studio, and she's been a volunteer, and she was just telling me a story which brought a tear to my eye, and that's out at the rowing where she was volunteering, and it's been just very uplifting. Every event that I cover, I see fantastic things. I see fantastic people, wonderful athletes battling against adversity, to use a cliche. And the crowd has been excellent, but the people playing table tennis, badminton, taekwondo have just been immense, noble, above anything that I can ever say I've seen up live before. It's been a spectacular event and something I will treasure for the rest of my life.
Oh, you're making me cry.
But it's been true. It's been wonderful. And that, because if you look at the stories behind the stories, everybody has got a tale, from accidents, illnesses, to lose limbs and to come back and pick up a racket, pick up protection for taekwondo, to pick up a fencing sword after accidents, or growing up with disabilities and saying, I still want to do that, and going out and doing it. And then obviously the training to be able to do that and the support that's needed in any kind of athletic endeavor. And then they've got it and more. It's just such a stunning metaphor for what we should all be appreciative of and often aren't.
Yeah. Yeah. From your lips to God's ears. And now I'm going to try not to cry. So without further ado, let's get started. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, who also chose today's music. And there's Olia Horton's happy moment too, so don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz... It's time for the quiz. Of July, I asked you yet another question about France's snap legislative elections. As you know, the left coalition, the New Popular Front, won the most seats, followed by Macron's center-right party with alliance partners, with the far-right National Rally in third place. None of the parties have an absolute majority. There's been something of a ceasefire during the Olympic Games, so not much has been done. Deciding on a prime minister, for example, is at a gridlock. However, the French Constitution sets strict deadlines for when key positions must be filled. One of these is the appointment of chairs for each of the 8 standing parliamentary committees. That was your question. What are those 8 standing committees, and by which date must the chairs of each committee be decided? Paul, what's the answer?
Finance, foreign affairs, defense, economy, social affairs, culture, sustainable development, and law. The date for deciding the chairs was the 20th of July. So that has happened. 6 of the 8 committees are headed by the centre-right coalition, and the other 2 were taken by the left coalition. The left and centre-right coalitions joined forces to ensure no position was allocated to the far-right National Rally Party. And in addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. What was your biggest life-changing decision, and how did it change your life? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI English listener Malik Ala Bachaya Kokar from the Sangat Radio Listeners Club in Muzaffarg, Pakistan. Malik is also the winner of this week's bonus question. He wrote, I started a business in agriculture. I liked the soil and I liked plants, so why not make this my livelihood? Looking back, I knew nothing when I started the business. I had to learn new lessons every day, which made me a completely different person. Congratulations, Malik, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Nafisa Khatun, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in Hariharpura, India. Also from India, there's Musimi Khatun. She's a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad. Moving over to Bangladesh, there's Shrabanti Sherman, a member of the RFI Surfer Society Bangladesh in Rajshahi, and RFI English listener Roshan Aralabon from Dhaka. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. What a surprise! You have a Paralympics question for you today. Reread our article, Golden Glory for French Paratriathletes Despite Delays Over Seine Water Quality, and send in the answers to these questions. 1. How many medals did the French Paralympians win in this past Monday's triathlon events? And 2. What is a triathlon after all? That is, what are the 3 sports that make up a triathlon? Again, reread our article, Golden Glory for French Paratriathletes Despite Delays Over Seine Water Quality, and send in the answers to these questions. 1. How many medals did the French Paralympians win in this past Monday's triathlon events? And 2. What is a triathlon? That is, what are the 3 sports that make up a triathlon? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
What is the scariest creature you have ever encountered? And that question is from Alan Holder, who lives on England's Isle of Wight. I have to read that correctly, hey. Because it could be, what is the scariest?
Well, maybe we should have saved this question for Halloween.
Yeah, maybe, but...
Anyway, baby brother, what's the scariest creature you have ever encountered? Don't say spider. What is it about men and their paranoia about spiders?
Because they're creepy and they're crawly. I can do spiders, actually. I don't mind spiders. The children were... not so good, especially my second daughter. She wasn't that good in spiders, but I can do spiders, and that doesn't really bother me. I don't do furry scurrying things. I'm not good with mice or rats, although living now in Paris I'm getting better on that, because I used to go on the way home late at night from obviously covering these events at the Olympics and Paralympics. I used to be going towards home, and there used to be one that used to just come out for me. I think, you know, if it was 1:15, it was the same guy. And
of course it was.
He's like, oh, Paul's coming. It's time for me to come out.
Let me scare him.
And he's just looking, waiting. So yeah, he's going to be coming home late tonight. So I'm getting better with something I was very bad at. But yeah, rats and mice, I don't particularly like. So that's about it. And you?
Well, okay, I'll tell you a story.
You can tell me.
I'll tell you a story. When I was about 15 or so, I went into the kitchen late at night without turning on the light, and I stepped on something squishy, and something hard went flying out from between my toes and shot across the room. I was paralyzed. I thought it was a mouse, and what I thought would be hard in a mouse's body that could shoot across the room, I'm not sure, but I did. I didn't move for a long time. I just stood there in absolute terror. And when I did finally get up the courage to turn on the light, I saw a smushed plum on the floor and its pit across the room. So my scariest creature ever was a nice, ripe, lovely, tasty plum
on the floor. I obviously have to look into the standards of cleaning in your house back when you were young. Yeah, no. So a banana was just by just over the road.
Yeah, how is it people slip on banana peels anyway? Okay, what about you? What is the scariest creature you've ever encountered? Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. And thanks again to my fellow dinosaur, Alan Holder, for the suggestion. You have until the 30th of September to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 5th of October to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's EPUB time! The EPUB video competition is ready for your videos. The EPUB video competition is sponsored by the RFI Department Planet Radio, the department whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPUB focuses on environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. You are to create a 3-minute video about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. So put on your thinking caps and start filming. You do not need expensive video equipment to enter the competition. Your phone is fine. And you do not need to be a member of the RFI clubs to enter. Everyone is welcome. And by the way, the prizes are incredibly generous. Go to the EPOP page, epop.network/en, to read about the past competitions, watch past videos, and read the regulations for your entry. You can also write to us at thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr2, and we'll forward your email to Planet Radio. Again, the EPOP information page is at epop.network/en. That's epop.network/en. The competition closes on the 12th of September, but as the old adage goes, time flies, so get to work now. We expect to be bombarded with zillions of entries from the English speakers.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, what was your biggest life-changing decision and how did it change your life? Salim Akhtar wrote, my life-changing decision was to be a teacher, and I am a successful teacher. Rafik Kondakar is also a teacher, but when he was younger, he dreamt of becoming a pilot. When his mother found out, she was not pleased. This is what Rafik wrote. My mother said to me, if you are an airline pilot, you could die at any time. Please choose to become a good and noble teacher. Your life will shine. And I did become a teacher, and I am very happy. Jayanta Chakrabarti wrote, I had two choices in the prime of my life, whether to continue with higher education or choose a government job. I chose the latter. Jobs are scarce in India due to the huge number of qualified candidates. Moreover, an administrative job is highly coveted. Now I realize that I made the correct decision, which established me in life both socially and financially.
Ooh, I really like this one from Radhakrishna Pillai. He wrote, the biggest decision I took in my life was that I would not participate in any corrupt schemes nor accept any bribes in my official life. I've stood firm with my decision, and it has given me a peaceful and happy life. Oh, good on you, Radhakrishna. Can you talk to the postal workers and ask them to please make the same decision? It would be really great if at least 9 out of the 10 packages I mail actually get to their destination. Marriage. And that's definitely a life changer, isn't it? What do our listeners have to say about that, baby brother?
Well, we couldn't print all of the letters, but we will read some. Dipita Chakrabarti wrote, I was married in the Indian tradition of an arranged marriage where my parents and family elders chose whom I would marry. When it was my turn to finally say yes or no, I agreed and went on to marry the boy who is now my husband. Many years have rolled by, and I have been happy and blessed with a son. I think I made the correct choice. This was my biggest life-changing decision. Helmut Matt picked marriage too, and here's what he wrote. The biggest life-changing event was, of course, the decision to share my life with Linda. That was 40 years ago. It changed my life completely. I had to learn that I could no longer make important decisions on my own, but had to compromise again and again. It wasn't always easy, but it was worth it. It's good to share your life with a partner who understands you and with whom you get on well. We've been married for almost 38 years now. We still love each other, and it's been a wonderful time. I wouldn't change any of that if I could, and I hope there'll be many more years together. Well, so do we, Helmut. The same goes for Sahadat Hossein, who wrote, marriage was the life-changing decision for me. Before marriage, I was a vagabond. I used to walk here and there in my student life, and also at the beginning of my working life, I used to hang out late into the night. In the morning, I went to my office and had lunch there. In the afternoon, I would chat with my friends and colleagues. And in the evenings, I would listen to the radio and write to the radio stations. But after my marriage, I came back home in the afternoons. I spent time with my wife. On the other hand, I couldn't listen to the radio as often as I wanted to after my marriage. My wife and I used to go shopping or to Chinese restaurants. I couldn't chat with friends in the evenings. So marriage changed my life, and it is a very big change.
Yeah. So long, selfishness, once you're married. Well, hopefully so long. A shared life means exactly that. But hopefully you still make room in your life for hanging out with your friends, Sahadot. I think that's very important, too. And I'm certainly glad you found time for radio.
Let's end with Father Stephen Warrer. Here's his letter. Mine was years back in 1996 when I decided to take my final profession to stay a Cistercian monk for the rest of my life. When I pronounced my vows of obedience, stability, and conversion of manners, including chastity and poverty, it meant it is accomplished. And that, of course, was and has continued to be a tremendous and profound life game changer for any who know and understand the depth of its implications and impact. Religious vocation and perseverance is a gift, and I thank God daily. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Alan Holder from England's Isle of Wight, is: what is the scariest creature you have ever encountered? Thanks again, Alan, for the question. Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen.
A pleasure, as always.
This is the Sound Kitchen on Susan Owensby's Cooking.
Time to get happy with Ms. Olya Horton.
Just take a pinch of inspiration, a bunch of good vibes, a drop of creativity, and sprinkle it with sunshine. And there you have the perfect recipe for a happy moment. Hello, Sound Kitchen listeners. Olya Horton from the RFI English team. I hope you are well. My happy moment, or moments, I should say, are linked to the Paris Olympic and Paralympic Games. And I'm sure you can guess why. I'm not a fan of watching sport on TV. I'm more someone who prefers doing the activity rather than being a spectator. But I surprised myself by watching a lot of events these past few weeks on French television, and I admit it's been very exciting. There are a number of reasons, and not all of them are to do with sport. One of them begins with the opening ceremony back on the 26th of July. Despite some criticism, I thought it was a very stunning moment for Paris. Such a theatrical setting. Who could forget the mysterious metallic horse racing down the Seine River, or the burning piano floating on a barge, the thousands of performers giving it their all in the pouring rain, and then to top it off, Celine Dion appearing on the Eiffel Tower to serenade the city. Those amazing and surprising moments were then followed by many more surprises, both in the streets of Paris and during the broadcasts of Olympic competitions, all in local time for once. As a journalist, I was lucky to meet some very friendly and enthusiastic sports people, notably from the USA Paralympic team, who let us see their training sessions. I also saw how much the young kids love participating in the numerous fun activities in the fan zones. Some examples include parasport workshops at the Paris City Hall with wheelchair basketball and sitting volleyball, for example. I also discovered blind football, a sport I had never witnessed before, and to be honest, watching the teams play during the games has been a highlight. So many times I've been amazed and excited for the athletes, regardless of their country or sport, you can't help getting caught up in the contagious energy. You become simply happy for them and their achievements. It's something that goes well beyond sports. It's about restoring faith in humanity. And that, my friends, made me very happy. What about you? Do you have a happy moment to share with fellow Sound Kitchen listeners? Don't be shy. You can send them to the Sound Kitchen or get in touch through Facebook. You can leave a message on the Sound Kitchen answering machine, or you can go ahead and record your happy moment and send it to us in an email. All the addresses and phone numbers you need can be found on the Sound Kitchen page of our website, rfienglish.com. When you record, just make sure you hide under a blanket. It makes for better sound quality. That's all from me this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Ollia Horton. Enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ollia. You can hear Ollia's happy moment on the first Saturday of every month. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Jeremy Boucher for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday, the 14th of September, for the answer to the question about Rwanda's presidential election. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Baby Brother chose the music this week. Tell us everything, Paul.
Little story about it. It's Street Life by the Crusaders, and I was out on an assignment earlier this week with Vincent Pora, who often does the mixing, and we were going to film a man who has done a startup of a street application, in digital app for your phones to help people with disabilities, visual or mobile, you know, motor disabilities.
Excellent.
Get around the city. And it's, the app is called Street Nav. And as we were sitting in the cafe just waiting to go in, Vincent said, "Street Nav." And I didn't laugh, and he looked at me, and I said, "I'm not laughing because that's the kind of thing I would like to have said." I'm jealous. So we entitled the video "Street Life Crusader." It's the man, and so obviously the only thing to choose this week. And I was really pleased when you asked me to choose the music, and it has to be Street Life by the Crusaders. I dedicate it to my youth and also to my great colleague Vincent Pora for being a wonderful colleague to go out on assignments with and coming up with a joke, which is not funny at all because I didn't think about it.
Street Life.
So when we were going out, Street Life. Excellent.
Okay, everybody, it's up to you to boogie down. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week.
I still hang around. Neither lost nor found. Hear the lonely sound of music in the night. Nights are always bright. That's all that's left for me. Yeah. street.